This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of Ukrainians sought to escape the hellish siege of Mariupol on Tuesday as Russia pounded the city with bombs and UN Chief Antonio Guterres appealed for Moscow to end its unwinnable war.
This war is unwinnable. Sooner or later, it will have to move from the battlefield to the peace table. And that is inevitable. The only question is, how many more lives must be lost?
The strategic port on the Azov Sea has suffered relentless shelling, but Ukrainian officials say it has not yet been captured as Russia's invasion, which began almost a month ago, is coming to a what some officials call a stalemate. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres also called for Russia to end its absurd war.
Continuing the war in Ukraine is morally unacceptable, politically indefensible, and militarily nonsensical.
U.S. President Joe Biden plans to announce new sanctions against Russia on Thursday while in Brussels for meetings with NATO and European allies, according to a top national security aide. Biden, who will take part in a special meeting of NATO and address the European Council summit, is also expected to underscore efforts to enforce the avalanche of existing list of sanctions already announced by the U.S. and its allies.
He will join our partners in imposing further sanctions on Russia and tightening the existing sanctions to crack down on evasion and to ensure robust enforcement.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who declined to further preview the new sanctions the president will announce. Biden travels to Brussels and Poland. Poland has received more than 2 million Ukrainian refugees. This is VOA News. Russia blames the U.S. for a church split in Ukraine, AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Russia claims that foreign actors have encroached on its religious turf in Ukraine, even alleging the United States helped instigate an Eastern Orthodox schism there. Moscow Patriarch Kirill, head of the Russian Orthodox Church, said both the West and a rival patriarch were pursuing the same end of seeking to weaken Russia. Experts say the conflict in Ukraine isn't a religious war, but it has a religious dimension. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church was recognized as independent as recently as 2019. Many Ukrainian Orthodox remain loyal to the Moscow branch of the church, but that loyalty is now breaking down in response to the Russian invasion. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Meanwhile, in the U.S., as she faces senators' questions at her Supreme Court confirmation hearing, the first black woman to be nominated to the U.S. High Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, is forcefully defending her record as a federal judge. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Amid GOP concerns that her judicial philosophy is too liberal, Jackson laid out her process.
I ensure that I am proceeding from a position of neutrality.
And trying to understand what people who created the law intended. Jackson pushed back against Republican claims that she's soft on crime, rebutting suggestions she may have endangered kids by giving light sentences to child pornographers. As a judge and a mom,
nothing could be further from the truth.
Barring something unexpected, Democrats hope to have Jackson confirmed by Easter as the High Court's first black woman. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rescuers in southern China searched for survivors from a China Eastern Airlines jet on Tuesday after it crashed with 132 people on board, and authorities said severe damage to the aircraft would make it difficult to establish the cause of the crash. The flight Monday plunged from cruising altitude to crash into the mountains less than an hour before landing time. A jet appeared to dive to the ground at an angle of about 35 degrees from the vertical in a video images from a vehicle's dashboard camera, according to Chinese media. No survivors have been found yet. Recapping our top story, thousands of Ukrainians are stuck in the city of Mariupol as Russia pounds the city with bombs, and UN Chief Antonio Guterres appealed for Moscow to win what he calls an unwinnable war. The strategic port has suffered relentless shelling, but Ukrainian officials say it has not been captured. There's an estimated that more than 200,000 people are trapped in the city, possibly without heat, power, or water, or food. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.